All right, thanks for listening. We always like to actually bring you some of the Heartspeak stories. We'll do that, and we'll actually come back. This is WPKN Bridgeport, WPKN Da Dog. Icon again is with you until just about 10 p.m. Mickey's Room comes in then, and other things.
The value of immigrants. Although it's not fashionable to say so right now, I admire and respect immigrants. How can I not? I am one myself. I grew up in Europe and came to live in the United States during my 20s. I've spent the greater part of my life as an immigrant, so I know more than the average person about immigration. Why should one admire immigrants? They're people who had the grit and initiative to uproot themselves from everything that was familiar and perhaps comfortable in order to live in another country. Of course, not every stranger to these shores comes with the intention of staying. I did not at first. And many flee from their native lands to escape extreme depredation and hardship. But for all, it requires self-sacrifice and determination to get here. Some complain that immigrants are freeloaders, but economic statistics show that immigrants on average contribute far more to society than they take. Others claim that immigrants are bad people bringing violence and crime, but research shows that they are more law-abiding than the average native-born citizen. Even if one does not wish to admire or respect immigrants, we are forced to admit that from a purely selfish point of view, we need immigrants. They are cheerfully willing to do all the kinds of work that many Americans don't want to do. Farm laborers, cleaning workers, construction workers, just to name a few examples. And one more example. When I was new to the U.S., for my work in information technology, I was paid about 50% of what my U.S. citizen peers were making. So next time you hear some politicians shouting about the evils of immigration, think about what the United States would be like if no immigrants ever came here.
Yes, don't forget, if you have an actual story you want to reach out to the folks at heartspeak.life, they actually will come out and record your story. Apparently, they're in the business of giving people a voice. So, yeah, if you got a story to tell and it's probably something you wanted to get off your chest at some point, a good way to get that done in actuality is to reach out to the folks at heartspeak.life and get a story. They'll come out and record it for you, and they'll probably get it on the air. There you go. All right, thanks for listening. This is WPKN Bridgeport, WPKN.org. Icon is in the house. Yes, it's a special time when Icon... I don't come around that much anymore. There was times when I was on the radio every week, I think. Perhaps.